Most relief agencies are scaling up their operations in order to reach as many people as possible with food, clean water, and medicines. Other needs include shelter, sanitation, and more, Jens Larke, OCHA's spokesperson, told reporters in Geneva. The agency's asking for $301 million to provide people with life-saving aid. To kickstart operations, the UN has released $25 million from its Central Emergency Response Fund. OCHA's Jens Larke elaborates.
We launched a humanitarian action plan in response to the calamity brought by Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. It was launched by Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos in Manila with member states there. This action plan asks for $301 million. It is for agency response in basically all sectors of humanitarian assistance. The government estimates, and we are reflecting that figure, that 11.3 million people have been affected by the typhoon in 9 regions across central Philippines. Of those affected, we estimate that 673,000 are displaced.
In the appeal, OCHA is also looking to distribute emergency radios in a box in order to get critical information out to the affected communities. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, is also asking for $94.6 million to provide essential relief items to 100,000 families over a period of 18 months. ICRC is working closely with its national partners to respond to the disaster, according to its spokesperson, Anne Reinecker.
We will concentrate to the respond to most urgent needs regarding food, water, and sanitation, provision of basic household items, providing basic health care, dead body management, and restoring contact between family members.
The health needs on the ground are significant. Scores of people are injured or traumatized by the effects of the typhoon, according to the World Health Organization's Tarik Yaserevich. And health facilities in the typhoon-affected areas have sustained significant damage, forcing some of them to halt their activities, Yaserevich adds.
What we are trying to do really right now is to rapidly move health supplies, but also to support Philippines Department of Health to coordinate the arriving medical teams to ensure that medical teams and supplies go where they are needed in the most efficient way.
WHO is establishing field hospitals with the help of overseas governments and non-governmental organizations. It's also setting up a system of early warning to detect any outbreaks in order to respond ahead of time. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.